Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There are reports now that the Minnesota Vikings and the Cleveland Browns have discussed a trade that would bring Odell Beckham to Minnesota. Obviously, he replaced Stephon Diggs. He teamed with Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins at quarterback. And there's talk that that's what Cleveland would send to Minnesota for a second and a fifth round pick in next year's draft. So second and fifth round picks in next year's draft. And I'm going to say this to you. Don't do it, Browns. I'm from Cleveland. I want to see you play well. I remember when you were actually a legitimate franchise. I remember when you made the playoffs routinely. Yeah, you lost. Elway put it on you, but still, you weren't a laughing stock. You weren't the bottom rung. You weren't being trampled over. You weren't being mocked around the league. And I have your best interest at heart. I would like to see you be competitive and more. And here's what I'm saying. First of all, I'm not saying Odell Beckham is untradeable. He's not. I wasn't in the watch gate. I wasn't in the goat shoe gate. I wasn't in the visor gate or any of that. Even though I like Odell and those aren't crimes, I'm just saying I didn't like him. But to give him up for a second and a fifth round pick, you got to be kidding me. And I get it. Maybe the market is low. Maybe nobody wants to give you more than that for him. Then hold on to him. You essentially gave up two first-round picks and a third-round pick to get him. Because Jabril Peppers was a first-round pick. 25th, I believe. And then you gave up another first-round pick and a third round. There's no way you turn around after 1 year and you're trading for a second and a fifth. That's crazy. That's foolish. That's why you're in the position you're in, which is bad. And here's the thing. Maybe it won't work out with OBJ. But you can't give up this soon. You can't give up this quickly. Last year was a mess. Freddie Kitchens was a mess. The play calling was a mess. Baker Mayfield was a mess. Now I've got a legit coach, we believe, in Kevin Stefanski. We got a guy that knows how to work with two great receivers. He proved it with Diggs and Thielen. And a great running back in Dalvin Cook, the equivalent of your Nick Chubb. And a very good quarterback, Cousins. And Baker's got that potential. Give it a shot. That's all I'm saying. It may not work. Maybe you trade Odell later, but give it a shot. You didn't give it a legitimate chance. If you're going to get rid of this firepower based on one season with Freddie Kitchens, it's the wrong move. You gotta wait. You gotta give it a chance. So no, a second round pick and a fifth round pick. And I get it. Maybe that's the starting point. Heck, Minnesota wants to get him on the cheap. I'm not mad at them. But next time you talk to them, if they offer, they stick to that second and fifth. You hang up. You say, call me back when you're serious. You say, call me back when you put some respect on OBJ's name. Because for all his struggles lately, for all his injuries in the past, for all his underachievement of late, Odell Beckham Jr. is still a top flight wide receiver in this league, and he would help Minnesota in a big way. And so you've got to give me more than a second and a fifth round pick. This is foolishness. Browns fans should be in an uproar. Whether you like OBJ or not, whether you think his antics are problematic or not, he's worth more than that. Like I said, you gave up two firsts and a third. You have got to hold out for more. This is the new regime. Is this what you brought him in for? More foolishness? This is it? I thought it was a new day. I thought we were going to see things done differently. I thought decisions were going to be made intelligently. I actually don't believe Cleveland would do that. I think Stefanski's smarter than that. And I'm not saying he's calling all the shots. It's obviously a group decision, but still. I mean, this may be a sign. So maybe a sign that OBJ's days are numbered in Cleveland. And why not put a little pressure on my man? I mean, he may look at Minnesota and say, okay, Kirk Cousins is legit. I'm across from Adam Thielen. That'll open things up. You got a nice running game. Or he may look at it and say, it's Minnesota. Seriously? I'd rather be in Cleveland. And maybe it'll wake him up and he'll play his best football yet. So now my man Rob Parker's in, had a few technical difficulties. Rob, I say that Cleveland, I'm not saying OBJ is untradeable. I'm just saying I'm not trading him for a second and a fifth when I gave up essentially two first rounders and a third round pick to get him. I say give it a legit chance with a good coach in Kevin Stefanski. What say you?
They cannot make the playoffs with them, and they cannot make the playoffs without them. If I'm Cleveland, I got to really take a real serious look at him. Is he serious? Does he want to be here? He had a bad year last year. He really hasn't played well with the injuries, and I'm not blaming the injuries on him, Chris, but the facts are the last three or four years, the numbers aren't there. He's not that elite guy. He's not that same guy who made that unbelievable catch. And as we know, with the sticky gloves now, it's not as unbelievable as it was.
Seeing those every two
Am I
weeks.
Right? Yeah, right. At that time, school, at first, am I right? Water. I was like, right. Oh, no, my God.
He was just the first one to get the gloves. No.
Yes, he must have been because I hadn't seen anything like that. Right, but I'm just saying, when I look at, you know, where he is and the numbers the last couple of years, he's just not that guy. He really isn't. And if I'm Cleveland and I can get something for him and this not blow up in my face totally, I get it, Chris. You hold out, try to get as much as you can. But, you know, it's like when you go to the supermarket and you're trying to pick out some fruit or some vegetables or something. Some are bruised and you skip over them. Or you might not take them at first glance or first time you look at them. OBJ
actually a nice little metaphor
that is bruised fruit. He really is. And if I'm Cleveland, I might have to decide to make a move. And I would move on from him. I don't think that he's going to be the difference on whether or not they win or lose. And I'm not saying he doesn't have talent. I'm just saying they have other issues. They had enough receivers and different things on that team. That was like a luxury item. You know, like they had a dependable car, but they wanted to go out and buy a broken down Mercedes because of the name and because it looked good. He's a broken down Mercedes.
I think that's a little far. He's only 27 years old in a sport where wide receivers tend to age well. It's not a running back. And I'm
He's
not
hurt a
totally
lot.
Against, as you said, I'm not against trading him. I'm just against trading him for a second and a fifth. When you gave up two first and a third for him. And here's the thing, Rob. Last year, I'll admit, it didn't work well. but Freddie Kitchens didn't run things well. The play calling was a mess. Why not give it a shot with a guy that's proven in Stefanski? And then if it doesn't work, I'm pretty sure I can always get a second and a fifth.
Well, here's the other
part.
I can always
give him away for cheap. So I'm just saying, remember when the reports came out a few months ago that they might trade Beckham, it was like, well, if they're blown away. I'm not blown away by a second and a fifth. I'm sorry. If they blow me away, yeah, I'll give him up.
Here's the problem. Even when you look at his numbers that weren't great, I think that was his worst season as a pro. Even if you do that, without injuries, you know what I mean.
It pretty much was, yeah.
If you look at it that way. And then the other part is, where is his head? You know, he wore the watch. He brought Brady to cleats, even though it wasn't a farewell tour for Brady.
Well,
it
was the GOAT. He's the GOAT. I mean, he's caught up like
there's
everybody.
No reason. Tom Brady left those in the garbage can in Cleveland, where they belong.
He might wear them in Tampa. You never
know.
Yeah,
okay. I'll believe that. Yeah, when he goes to Hooters to order a dozen wings. But I don't get I could see where you would question just where his head is. Does he want to be in Cleveland? You know, at first he was embracing it. Then he woke up one day and realized, I'm in Cleveland. We aren't going to the playoffs. I'm not getting the football. We got a coach who shouldn't be head coach. There was a lot of things going on. And just where his head is. So sometimes you need to, he might need one more place to go somewhere else. And Cleveland might not be it. If I'm Cleveland, I am all hands on deck as far as shopping.
For this.
Shopping.
Okay, but you're not giving him up for the second and the fifth. You're getting more than that.
I don't know. I'd have to, you know what I mean, see what else I can get. But I would be up to trading him if I could get something for him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Tony Dungy, friend of the show, like to have him on every now and then. He was on NBC Sports, their Lunch Talk Live, and he talked about, you remember, he coached down in Tampa, and he's a Hall of Fame coach, and he talked about how excited the folks in Tampa are and how high their expectations are now that they got Tom Brady.
They are so excited, and all they're hoping is that we get this season rolling and get to play, because there is so much energy and excitement here. Tom Brady has been in the playoffs every year that he's been healthy. The feeling is we're going. It's just, who are we going to play against in the Super Bowl?
Are the Buccaneers closer to being Super Bowl contenders or closer to missing the playoffs? Like, are they more likely to be a Super Bowl contender or they don't have a lottery, but, you know, out of the playoffs?
They are going to miss the playoffs, and I feel very confident in saying that. I really do, because I'm going to pick New Orleans and Atlanta ahead of them, and I know there's an extra team in the playoffs.
Probably
I'm still
Chargers.
Not convinced that, whatever, the Chargers aren't in that they're in the NFC. But I'm still not convinced. They haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. It's one thing to play in obscurity when it doesn't matter and nobody knows who you are and nobody's paying attention to you and you're an also-ran. It's another thing when you're coming and you're driving a Mercedes with the horn blowing and everybody knows you're supposed to be the big dog in town and you got new wheels and a new girlfriend with fake boobies. I'm just saying.
You calling Brady a Mercedes?
This is what I'm saying.
Wow.
This is what they feel like they have. And this is why they believe it. It was the same thing in Cleveland.
They were all in.
No, don't tell me to stop it. Because everybody and their uncle, including all the TV executives, they couldn't wait to get the Browns on national television. Oh, my God, they're star-studded. Baker Mayfield. Oh, they got all these. OBJ. Oh, it's going to be star-studded. They went from 1 million to 1 to get to the Super Bowl of 14 to 1. People were going gaga all over the Browns, and the same thing here. They'll wake up one day, and they'll realize Tom Brady is 43. Nobody wanted him except for the Chargers to sell tickets. And they'll say, wow, I guess this will be our 13th year of not making the playoffs. They'll have a baker's dozen, and that is what's going to be the season for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And Tony Dungy and his kids Sorry, Charlie, you'll have to wait next year.
That was so weak. First of all, it was the most predictable answer in Fox Sports Radio history.
And you protected all the NBA players.
We knew
same
that
thing.
Was coming. We knew that was coming. And secondly, you kill your argument by comparing the Buccaneers to the Browns. You can't compare Odell Beckham Jr. or acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. to acquiring Tom Brady. Tom Brady's been to 9 Super Bowls.
He's 43 years old come next season.
He's 2 years removed from people like you and people of your ilk saying he was old and still winning a Super Bowl. So, Rob
and he
Parker,
was lousy
you are
in
so
that Super
off.
Bowl.
You are so off. They won. I don't care. Because when he was great the year before, you didn't give him credit because the defense gave up 41 points. So you can't have it both ways.
Chris, he gave up the football with 2.5 minutes to go. Do you remember
that? He threw for 505
Do you remember that?
Yards.
He blew the game.
I never said he was perfect, but he had a great game. That's undeniable. And Belichick's defense couldn't hold up. They couldn't stop a second-string quarterback. That's what it boiled down to. So don't put that on Brady if you're going to keep taking it away from him when he wins and doesn't have an outstanding game. But anyway, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Rob, let's get away from the narrative. Let's get away from the history. Because none of that matters. What matters is the talent on the football field. What matters is the coach under the headset. What matters is the play caller under center. And I tell you, they got some talent in those areas. They got receivers, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. Both of them light years ahead of anything Brady had to throw to last year. And for those of your ilk who think he can't throw the long ball, he was tied for first last year in long ball efficiency.
Keep reading your
even
stats.
Even though he didn't
it's
have
about
anybody.
The eye test. Go ahead and read your
even
keep
though
reading
he didn't
those
have anybody
stats.
To throw to. And then they got two tight ends who are legit. O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate. They got a defense that was ranked number one in the league against the rush. Now, they were bad against the pass. But they showed improvement over the last few weeks. And I tell you what, it's tough for a defense when your quarterback is throwing 2 interceptions a game. It's tough for a defense when your quarterback starts off the game with a pick 6. That's not going to happen with Tom Brady. One thing he is safe. And he's not going to have 30 interceptions. He's not going to have 20. He's not going to have 15. He'll probably be around 10 or 12. And that is going to bolster that defense. So I'm telling you right now, Rob Parker, you're going to owe a brother wings because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to make the playoffs.
I believe it when I see it. I'm not one of these guys, prisoner of the moment. You get a new shiny toy, and all of a sudden, Billy's the best kid on the block. I'm not doing that.
All of a sudden?
I'm not doing that.
He's the GOAT. All of a sudden?
Yeah, especially with a quarterback who was awful in the playoffs. And I mean, awful in the Super Bowl a year ago.
Did they win? You can't be awful.
No, he was awful. He was
did
awful.
They win?
Yeah,
what happened to short menu? I got to ask you this question.
No, I don't
what
have time for all that.
What happened to
I don't have
it's
all
a
that.
Short menu?
That works for my that's narrative. You just stole
yeah,
my
right,
narrative.
Yeah, right. I thought so.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob, it is obviously since there are no Major League Baseball games being played, you know, a lot of people haven't recognized that it's actually Jackie Robinson Day in the major leagues. And a lot of baseball players were tweeting out, you know, salutes and tributes to him, which is great.
Absolutely.
But I know you wanted to make some comments on this. obviously a huge day, not only for baseball, but and be honest, not only for all sports, but for our country as a whole, this is a huge day.
Chris, no doubt about it. It's beyond baseball. In 1947, when he took the field at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, Jackie Robinson changed this country forever. It was that big of a deal for a black man to play in the major leagues. It really was. And he did it with grace and dignity and class, no matter how he was treated. He was chosen, Chris, not because he was the best black baseball player in the United States, because they knew that he would be able to handle it, that a lot of guys would not be able to handle what he had to endure. We all know he died prematurely, probably from the stress and everything else that came down on him during his career. But what a graceful and dignified man he was. His wife personifies dignity. Even, you know, all these years later, Chris, Rachel Robinson, beautiful, dignified woman. I mean, who's held Jackie Robinson's legacy in high esteem all these years. I appreciate her and I admire her and the way she's done that. And we know Jackie Robinson's number, of course, is retired throughout the entire major leagues. Couple guys had it grandfathered in. Mariano Rivera, I think, might have been the last guy to wear it, Chris.
Yeah.
Number 42. And if you haven't seen the movie 42, that was great. There's all kinds of documentaries on
it's actually
Jackie
on right
Robinson.
Now.
Right now, right.
Yeah.
And Jackie Robinson was a football player, Chris, a track star. He was an unbelievable athlete. And he wound up playing baseball. Back then, that's when a lot of great athletes played all the sports. There was no picking one sport and playing that. But this is a great day, and we should never forget. I love that Bud Selig, under his watch, decided to do this and retire his number, have a day for him, because it was the day in this country where being black was all right that day. I'm just saying, 1947, you gotta remember, Civil Rights goes back, the Civil Rights Act is 1964, Chris.
Right.
How much further back? So think about Jackie Robinson in 1947. I mean, it's an incredible thing, and I respect, admire, and honor Jackie Robinson on this April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day.
No, well said, well said. I agree with everything that you mentioned. What's interesting, too, is that, you know, I've often beat this drum, and I believe it. I think it's undeniable that today's athletes, particularly today's superstars, like a LeBron, him more than anybody in the NBA, for sure. But, you know, Steph, KD, you know, Westbrook, and then you got the superstars in the other sports, they have more criticism and scrutiny than any of the previous athletes, you know, because of the way technology is and shows like this and TV shows like this and all of that. Social media, you know, the whole nine yards. But Jackie Robinson is one that back during his day, just because of the racism, because of all the letters he was getting, the hate mail, the way fans mistreated him, sometimes teammates. Or opponents.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I mean, he had that, you know, and we talked about Hank Aaron. We talked about him last week, the home run king, all that he had coming at him when he was approaching Babe Ruth's record. So there are like you talked about the stress and strain he was under. It was incredible that he could go out and perform with that type of pressure.
Because remember, he was rookie of the year, his first year.
Right, and let's be honest, you mentioned 1947, 1950.
It wasn't that cool
like
to be a black guy.
No, and it could have been. I mean, it was not out of the question for violence or gunplay or something to break out on a professional athlete. You didn't know. Like when Hank Aaron hit that homer to pass Babe Ruth and set the record, remember the fan that ran out on the field?
In Atlanta. He didn't know if that guy had a gun or not.
Right. Right.
Because remember, if Hank Aaron
meant well, but we didn't know that he meant well.
Because if Hank Aaron didn't touch the plate, that wouldn't have counted. Do you know what I meant?
Right.
Like, seriously.
Yep. So, no, there's no question. Now, you mentioned that Jackie Robinson's number is retired across baseball. So I want to ask you this, Rob. Is there, and maybe there isn't another athlete, but is there another athlete in any of the, you know, the three major sports, football, basketball, baseball, who you think their number should be retired in their sport? Or if you had to pick one, who would it be?
That's a good question, because people right away, they might say Wayne Gretzky in the NHL, right? Wayne Gretzky,
right?
Greatest hockey player. Michael Jordan. You know, Pat Riley did it in Miami, which was weird. Yep. He never played there. It was really weird at the time.
He just beat up on Riley, and he, you know, year
But if there
year.
Was one guy, if you wanted to retire their number, I think I would pick Michael Jordan. And that number 23, I've always said, Chris, and I wrote a column years ago at Newsday about changing the logo to Michael Jordan. But if there was one player who put, to me, made that, you know, elevated the game to a new level, it was Michael Jordan. And the whole kids, I want to be like Mike. That's when kids really, I remember that craze of playing basketball and wanting to be Michael Jordan. He really had an impact on basketball. So that would be probably the only guy, but not on the same level of a Jackie Robinson. I can't equate, you know, moving the needle, making kids love basketball compared to what Jackie Robinson did, which was he was a great player. It wasn't like he was just some token black guy on a team. He was a star.
Right.
And that, and also the social part, the part that Branch Rickey, and that Branch Rickey picked him for a couple of reasons. Branch Rickey wanted to make money. His team was in Brooklyn, Chris. He saw black people walking by every day and not coming to the ballpark in Brooklyn. He's like, how can I get these people to come in and spend money, right? That's really, he's a businessman.
Right.
How can I get these black fans, black baseball fans to come in and watch my game? So he wanted that, and that was part of the reason, and he was willing. You said it before. Teams were like, we won't play Brooklyn if Jackie Robinson is on the team. And he did it anyway. He challenged them and said, well, we're going to put him on the team regardless. And the teams, they threatened, but they didn't follow through with it.
I would go, I wouldn't say Michael Jordan, even though, as you know, I think he's the GOAT. I wouldn't say Wayne Gretzky, the GOAT hockey player. I wouldn't say, for those that say Tom Brady, including me, you know, retire his, like, I don't think just because a player is so fantastic that you have to retire his number across the league. But I said this at the time, Rob, right after the tragedy, but I would say Kobe Bryant because of the tragic way in which he died. And I know it's nice they named the All-Star Trophy after Kobe, which
That's
is great.
That's a nice gesture.
It's
that
nice,
is.
No. But I think it would have been even more powerful because you saw, not this is not why, but you saw a lot of players decide they're not going to wear 8 or 24 anyway. You know, so I just think that would have been, I mean, this guy, he meant so much to the game of basketball. I mean, he is one of, you know, whether you think he's, where you rank him all time, when you talk about iconic players, when you talk about telling the game of basketball, and I know he came much later than all the guys that laid the foundation, but he's one of those dozen of guys or so that you're going to talk about, you know, that just is iconic, that is so beloved by fans or even hated by some fans, you know, before the tragedy. He was that type of figure. And so I thought that if I had to pick one player, I would say Kobe Bryant.
Now I'm going to ask you one question, and I just want you to, I'm just asking you. Kobe does have something in his past that would not stop you from doing it, Chris?
Because he was, you know, he wasn't convicted of it.
Okay. I'm just asking. But that would be a concern convicted. That some people would say a reason why not.